We are here at the 2019 California Nevada Credit Union League conference called Reach.
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 Here we
are here at Reach with Tina Lozano from RMJ Foundation. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Doing well. We get to do our annual interview.
I love it. Like the third year in a row.
Probably last year with Hollywood.
Yeah.
The year before Palm Springs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Trying to keep things fresh in my mind. And we got those fire things going again too.
Yes.
So that's really unfortunate.
Yeah, it is.
So like last year when we were in Hollywood, Malibu was up in flames, and so this year we got them to the north of us, to the south of us.
I know.
We're okay right here for now, but
we got the ocean right there.
Yeah, the ocean. Exactly. Just dive in. All right. Hey, so how's the conference going for you so far?
Really, really well.
Yeah?
Yes. We've had great exposure. We've had lots of fun activities so far.
So that's what I'm going to ask you about.
Yeah.
All right.
Things are good.
Yeah. So talk about activities. You had the Bite of Reality yesterday.
We did.
And a special guest, Chairman Rodney Hood, was there too, right?
Yes. Yes, he was. So we had students walk over from Monterey High School.
Oh.
Just down the street.
Right, right.
They walked over and we did a Bite of Reality yesterday morning.
How'd that go?
And it went really well.
Yeah.
Eddie Garcia from ThinkWise Credit Union was our facilitator, and he's wonderful up at the mic with the kids. So he facilitated the program for us. Chairman Hood came and observed and was really engaged.
Oh, good.
He went around, he chatted with a bunch of the students, he chatted with the volunteers, he stayed the whole time, so it was really, really nice to have him there. We had credit union folks from a bunch of different credit unions serving as the volunteers, so it was really a good team effort. And it was a typical Bite of Reality in that you saw the aha moments and to see the kids really get something out of it.
They're like, really? You got to pay for that? Are you kidding me? What?
It's always fun. Always fun to watch their reactions.
That's why it's a reality check for sure.
Exactly.
And I just love that program because, I mean, it just really opens up their eyes.
It does.
I wish it could be somehow integrated into everyday curriculum somehow at all these schools, because when you're that age, you just don't have a clue, really. I mean, I remember that age. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on here? What are my parents doing?
Right.
No idea.
Yeah, and that's what one of the big things that the kids take away is, I had no idea my parents do this every day. Like, this is what they have to, these are the decisions they're making. This is what the choices they're having to make. And so being able to make these teenagers aware of that so that when they do go out into the world, they're more prepared.
They already know. Yeah. Doesn't it give them, I look at it as a head start.
It really does. Yeah. We like to say we set the kids up to fail, and it sounds mean, but you learn when you fail. And we don't want their first failure with money to be real money.
Right.
So we want them to fail in our safe little world.
Good stuff.
So that they can then have that awareness.
How are you guys getting this program out to the masses? Is there like a campaign, or is there some sort of efforts going on to get this out there? That would be really cool to see.
Yeah, so we work individually with credit unions. Mm-hmm. So in California and Nevada, we've got about 60 or so credit unions that actively deliver the program in their communities. So it's up to the credit unions. They're local, right? They're in their communities. So it's up to them to find the students, whether it's at a school or a after school program, a Boys and Girls Club, a local nonprofit, wherever they get the students to go through the program.
Right.
And we just provide all the materials.
Okay.
So we keep the program up to date and available, and there's no cost to the credit unions to use our program. And we're continually upgrading it. I've got some cool app updates I can tell you about.
I was about that. That was my next question. You're in my head, Tina.
Very good. So again, just getting more and more credit unions involved. Why we do the Bite of Reality at the Reach Conference every year, so we can invite credit union folks to come and observe. Because it's one of those programs where I can talk about it all day long, and you're like, oh yeah, that sounds really great, and it does.
Right.
But when you actually see it, then you get it.
Yeah,
then
like you said, you see the ahas, and that's would be the turning point for me. It's like, all right, let's get this going right now. All right, next question, updates.
Yes.
How has it evolved?
Of course, we you and I have talked before, we developed an app several years ago. We are now licensing that app out
to
other state credit union foundations, leagues, individual credit unions across the country. So we're now in 15 states with the app. And the app is adaptable so that we can make the app work with whatever reality fair program they're using. They don't have to mimic our exact program. So we have some flexibility.
Okay.
Actually, so far this year, year to date, we have now, not just in California and Nevada, but all of those 15 states have collectively reached more than 45,000 students just in 2019.
That's 45,000 more than before. So
exactly,
each number definitely counts for sure.
So the big new thing that we're working on for that we'll be launching in January is we're actually adding a pre and post test to the app. So every student, before they start the actual Reality Fair simulation, they'll answer about 5 questions.
Okay.
And then they'll go through the program, and then they'll answer those same questions again. And so, in addition to just having the butts in seats number, we're also going to be able to show the learning. So we'll show increase in knowledge, we'll show changes in attitude about money and intention, as far as whether they were budgeting before and now, because they've gone through this experience, that they intend to begin budgeting.
That's going to be really effective. I would love to see, again, the before and after picture, what they realized as opposed to before, what they took for granted.
Yes, and now we just take a little survey at the end, and so great, we get to see, but we don't have anything to compare it to. So having that pretest is going to be huge.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah. And it kind of gives the program that much more validity, that much more credibility, because, I mean, it works. So,
and we want to show, we want to show impact, right? We want to show the impact that credit unions are having in their communities, and saying we reached 45,000 students is huge, right? But to be able to say that, and we you know, can show what they learned, that's going to be, it's going to be a game changer.
Well, and a segue off the advocacy efforts here at the conference, I mean, those are great anecdotes, those are great stats to provide an advocacy message.
They are,
sure.
And in fact, the California Nevada League advocacy team, we partner up with the Bite of Reality program. They invite elected officials to come to those reality fairs and be involved in the community and actually see the good that credit unions are doing. So it really does work.
You know what would be a cool study, if you guys haven't had it done yet, but would be to see, would be to compare the kids that have gone through Bite of Reality and compare the kids that didn't go through Bite of Reality later in life, you know, after college, first job, et cetera, et cetera, just to see how its impact later in life. Because, I mean, for me, if I had something like that, I wouldn't have made the mistakes that I made early in my professional career and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
it's hard to track minors, so that's always been an issue.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just kind of thinking,
aspirationally, absolutely.
Yeah, that would be really cool to see that.
That would be fantastic.
So, all right, anything else? I mean, you guys, this is just like one of the things that you guys do.
We, well, just here at the REACH conference, we started off Sunday night. We had our donor appreciation gala reception, and it was a great opportunity to have about 150 folks who are donors of the foundation to tell them thank you for their support. And it was presented by ASI, so it was just really great to kick off the conference with that opportunity. And then we're also doing a silent auction in the exhibit hall.
I saw.
So we're all of the exhibitors, about 20, I think we're up to 30 of the exhibitors in the hall actually have items that they've donated that are in the silent auction, so that the attendees can go around and make bids. It's kind of a win-win because it draws traffic to the booth.
Sure.
And then the RMJ Foundation makes some money on it as well.
And then the winners get a cool little trinket.
And they get early Christmas shopping.
Exactly. I know. There's some cool items down there too. Yeah. I'm going to head back down there and check it out. So.
Very good.
Good stuff. Anything else to wrap? What's going to happen the rest of the year and going into 2020? What other activities do you guys have going?
So, I mean, Bite of Reality really is our big focus. We're also looking in 2020 at doing more with the Biz Kids program.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's there. It's a fabulous program. You know, we have information about it on our website, but as a State Credit Union Foundation, we haven't really actively pushed it. And so in 2020, we're going to start doing a little bit more with that. So keep an eye out for what's to come with that. And just continuing to find ways to improve the Bite of Reality program and our app as we think about what else we can add to our repertoire. But, you know, resources being what they are, we're really trying to get the Bite of Reality program completely dialed in before we go too far off. But we're looking ahead at what can we do more as a follow-up to the Bite of Reality program, and also what other age groups can we kind of start focusing on? Because right now our program really is that high school age. So those are all things on the horizon.
Wow, you guys are busy.
There's two of us. And I have a great board, so I get a lot of support
awesome.
From our board.
Good stuff. All right, Tina, well, thank you so much. Yeah. I'm going to let you off the hot seat because I know you got lots to do here, so I appreciate your time as always.
Absolutely.
You guys are doing a stellar job.
Thank you so much.
Go support the RMJ Foundation. They do an amazing, amazing work. So good stuff. Tina?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, good All job. Right. Good job. And where do we go? RMJFoundation.org?
Org. Yep,
got it. All
that's
right.
It.
Go there and participate.